Camille Paglia has become a media celebrity with her sharp social criticism as she takes on the cacophony of voices that has sprung from the latest technologies. But what has happened to traditional art? In her new book, Glittering Images, she traces art's long history as it eventually crashes into the age of the 21st century, eating up the ground that was once fine art. In her book, she writes to the present day that this world has liberated a host of individual voices, but paradoxically threatens to overwhelm individuality itself.
Well, I'm a great fan of the web, which to me broke the paralyzing over-control by the establishment mainstream media on free thought, and particularly dissident ideas in feminism and so on. And so I anticipated that the world of the new age, the digital age, okay, would be one in which 10,000 flowers would bloom. But the end result is that there are so many voices out there now speaking essentially to themselves or to their inner circle of friends, that what we've lost is any kind of central forum for ideas and debate. And so I what I find is that people just go immediately to their favorite bloggers or their favorite sites, and there's no sense of any kind of common discourse any longer.
So what do you think this means for our society in terms of how it is now and what it has been?
Well, I think there is a tremendous diversion into trivial blather about people's everyday gossipy, social lives, and their social calendar, and so on. And what I'm feeling is that there is a kind of loss of a sense of the seriousness of ideas anywhere. I mean, there's practically no one that I'm interested in reading in terms of cultural commentary in the United States. And I don't know how this happens, but the entire world of the web seems to have been overtaken by a lot of meaningless chatter. I'm very alarmed at the cultural landscape that my own students inhabit. They are addicted to social media. They can't go more than 3 minutes without checking their cell phones and Facebook and Twitter and so on. And to me, there's just a general loss of any kind of intellectual inquiry, of knowledge of history, a sense of global awareness aside from a few memorized rote phrases about global warming and so on. So I'm really pessimistic about the future of American arts and letters in this kind of trivialized climate.
It seems to me that there isn't time for reflection. I mean, that you're always responding instantly. But do you think we've lost that space that we need?
Absolutely. Okay, this is, in fact, one of the reasons I wrote Glittering Images, which is this slim book about art that took 5 years, nevertheless, is that I'm trying to re-interest people in contemplativeness in the arts. That is, I have a series of images drawn from 3,000 years of art, from Egypt all the way down to Star Wars, and I'm asking the reader just to sit and be alone with this work of art and to rediscover a sense of one's own inner perceptiveness. People don't know how to be alone with themselves. They need help in learning how to sharpen focus when our minds and eyes are being so besieged by not only this constant intrusive binging of the cell phone, okay, but the flashing images and ads that you have to endure even to use your email on the computer.
What do you think all this means in terms of art? I mean, you seem to be saying that fine arts are shrinking to the point that they're simply not visible anymore.
The fine arts are a wasteland right now, as far as I'm concerned. It's the end of a tradition. Creativity has moved into other areas, such as the digital world. Young people are very creative in terms of video games or web design and so on. But the traditional genres of the fine art, to me, seem to be at a dead end. I think students are losing their ability For sustained attention to long novels of the kind that I was raised on in college, you know, Dostoevsky and Tolstoy and so on, and they and because of their upbringing in electronic media, they with flashing ads and constant interruptions of of storylines for commercial breaks and so on, the young seem to need a constant entertainment. In my opinion, what it does to the brain is to make perception shut down. So what I see in terms of the arts is a definite contraction of artistic imagination, of the kind of quest and push and drive that members of my generation seem to have in terms of acquiring knowledge or moving outward. I think there's a certain passivity that's being trained into the young today because of this avalanche of sensory stimuli coming at them from their own cell phones and from computers.
Now, at the end of your book, you had a lot of praise for the Star Wars saga as an art form or real development. Explain that to me, and how does that fit into what seems to me to be the beginning of this media world that we live in?
Well, there's no doubt that George Lucas and Steven Spielberg belong to a generation that moved Hollywood toward the action-adventure blockbuster, which unfortunately has tended to marginalize the wonderful character-driven stories that we know so well from that period and from the period just before, and as well as classic Hollywood. So there's no doubt that movies have become less adult, less complex, over the last decades. But as I was writing my book, Glittering Images, I was searching for a strong work of contemporary art to end the book with, which it crosses so many centuries. And I was becoming very frustrated. There are many very excellent artists operating today around the world, America, Europe, Britain, and so on. But I don't think what they're doing is particularly original, and I don't think it's central to where our culture is right now globally. I think that they are simply repeating gestures from the great art of the past. And again, I kept encountering on TV as I was relaxing the Star Wars saga being shown over and over again on one of the cable channels and the Spike TV, which is directed toward men. And I had never been a great admirer of the first Star Wars film. I thought it was kind of cartoonish and directed to children and so on. But I suddenly became much more aware of the later Star Wars films and of the power of the storytelling and of the complexity now of the digital backgrounds. And when there was one scene in particular that every time I saw it just knocked me out, and this is the great volcano planet climax of Revenge of the Sith. And this is a magnificent tableau that is, to me, equivalent to a great romantic painting of the 19th century. And the way the narrative peaks, the passionate drama of it in this great duel on this raging river of lava on the planet of Mustafar, it's magnificent. It is ambitious beyond anything that any contemporary artist is doing right now. I think only in architecture, as in Zaha Hadid's work, can you see big artistic structures that are on the level that George Lucas attained in that film.
Camille Paglia, author, lecturer, and university professor of humanities and media studies at the University of the Arts in Philadelphia. She will be appearing on the campus of Salisbury University April 1st at 5 p.m. in Holloway Hall. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.